log in from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Alf Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. Stocking mail is in the news today at the North Pole, and that's because more and more believers in Santa around the world have heard of it and want to use it. Joining us today from North Pole Security is our Eye in the Sky reporter and the International Director of Santa Trackers, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, why would you be at the security department today for this report?
Hi, Frank. It's because if there's one thing that makes the spooks and North Pole security nervous, it's stocking mail. They don't like it. They get uptight whenever Santa turns that system on, and they'd like to forget the whole thing altogether.
Why, Crash? Who doesn't love a super fast, free, and flawless messaging system like stocking mail?
North Pole security doesn't like it, Frank, and I'll tell you why. It's not like the internet or cell phone, which are similar instant messaging options. It's more highly advanced than that, and it's fraught with ways to abuse it for no good purposes. That's why they don't like it. They don't want people messing with it to see, you know, other things that it can do.
Well, why doesn't the North Pole Post Office just use all these other options like the internet or cell phone texting or platforms like X or Facebook or whatever for instant messaging Santa?
They do use those options, Frank, but at the last minute, come December 23rd, Santa gets on the sleigh. Do you think those things are going to work all that well when Santa's supersonic in some of the most remote places on the planet?
Well, I guess not. He'd need something more advanced, something like stocking mail, I guess.
Bingo, Frank, and that's why Santa makes it available each year on December 23rd like he does. But it all makes North Pole security rather uptight.
I still don't get why they would be nervous, Crash.
Think about it, Frank. We're not talking ones and zeros here. It's a portal of sorts, Frank. You stick a piece of paper in a stocking, you're not going to worry about what happens to it because it's just a piece of paper. But what if something else gets put in there?
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. But what if a kid put his hamster in there or his cat?
Stop right there, Crash. I think I get it now. Let's not go there. Folks, go ahead and hang your stockings. But for goodness sakes, don't put anything in them unless Santa instructs you to do it and tells us when to do it. From the North Pole, where we love fluffy kitties and hamsters, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.